So right before I got here, the Lord reminded me why I'm a bad priest. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Last week, I was up in Toronto at the Steubenville Youth Conference up there, and Cardinal Collins gave the Sunday homily, and it's fair game amongst the priests that if you hear something good, you can steal it from your brother. So I'm going to steal a little bit of what he said. He used the analogy of the body and how we are kind of like the blood of the body that is pumped out by the heart of God. And we go out to the very ends of the body, but as we go, we get beat up. We pick up pollutants along the way, and by the time we get to the end, we're kind of exhausted. So we have to be brought back. And on our journey, we're purified. That all of the wounds and the scars we picked up along the way are taken back through the different respiratory system and then the heart of God. And we're rejuvenated. And we're sent out again. Cardinal Collins said this kind of sums up the Christian life for us. In a lot of ways, there's this rhythm of being sent out, being drawn in. Being sent out and being drawn in. As I was reflecting on celebrating Mass for all of you who are going to be serving this weekend, I was thinking that in a real way, our job is to be able to draw the kids in, to draw the young people in and to lay down their burdens, to lay down all the things that they have picked up along the way. But if we're going to do that, we have to be willing in some way to take it upon ourselves. This gets to where I'm a bad priest. St. John Vianney is famous for saying, I will suffer anything for the conversion of my parish. I will suffer anything for the conversion of my parish. I don't like getting up early in my parish. On the way down here, a rock flew and hit my windshield and cracked it. And I wish that I could say that my initial reaction was, praise the Lord. But I'm not going to say into this little recording device what I actually said. Woe is me, Jesus. Here, I'm trying to come down and do something nice for you, and some jerk shoots a rock at my windshield. Now I got to deal with that. Then Bishop Rice called me. Bishop Rice right now is down in Bolivia. He's the Bishop of Springfield. And he asked me to mention tonight to pray for the victims that drowned at Table Rock Lake yesterday. And he said, there's a young girl coming tomorrow. She was going to come today. Young teenage girl, but she's burying her 18-year-old sister this morning. And she's going to come tomorrow for adoration. Right? To be drawn in. Be willing to suffer and take upon yourself small sacrifices this weekend. Let's take them upon ourselves so that the young people that the Lord is calling to himself can be set free. I'll leave you with this. Mother Teresa has this famous quote. She says, the amazing thing isn't the work that we do. It's that we're joyful to do it. The amazing thing isn't the work that we do. It's that we're joyful to do it. Let's pray that we can have a heart this weekend that's willing to suffer anything and to bear anything to draw these teens to Christ.